Should be a good day. It's starting off nicely. Wish it were light out already, but it isn't. But it will be soon here now, 7:36. Coming up, looking ahead, we will look forward to meeting and speaking to, I'm pretty certain, Ann will correct me if I'm wrong, but speaking for the first time to the MSU interim president, Teresa Woodruff. She's going to be joining us at right at 8:05, right out of the news. So we're looking forward to that. We always look forward to talking with Steve Courtney, WJR senior news analyst, and he has some, well, a lot to talk about in sports, but very specifically right now, I guess you're looking at the Heisman Trophy candidates.
Indeed, Dub. Good morning to you, my friend, Sean. Hello again, everybody. It is a wonderful time of year, and we find out exactly who the Heisman finalists are. This update, first and foremost, brought to you by the wonderful people at Bill Brown Ford. Go see my good friend Matt Garko and the hardworking team at Bill Brown Ford, located right here in Livonia. Bill Brown has been supporting and giving back to the community for well over 100 years. Get your next vehicle from Bill Brown Ford. Visit BillBrownFord.com. Okay, here we go. If you hear your name, you're a Heisman finalist. That's the way it works. Georgia's Stetson Bennett, USC's Caleb Williams, TCU's Max Duggan, and, of course, Ohio State's C.J. Stroud. Now, the four quarterbacks who play for four of the top 10 teams this season, including three, by the way, that will play in the college football playoff, will indeed be in New York for the Heisman ceremony coming up in just a couple days. USC's Williams is the odds-on favorite to take home the award, even after his Trojans were eliminated from the college football playoff after that loss to Utah in the Pac-12 championship last Friday. He's only a sophomore, transferred to USC from Oklahoma after the Trojans hired Lincoln Riley. He threw for over 4,000 passing yards this season, 37 touchdowns, tied for the most in the country, and took care of the football, only four interceptions. Duggan, meanwhile, led TCU to an undefeated regular season. He threw for 3,321 yards and 30 touchdowns this season, as well as only four interceptions. The senior out of Iowa will lead the Horned Frogs, of course, against Michigan in the Fiesta Bowl, the winner on their way to a national title game, perhaps. The Peach Bowl semifinal will feature the other two Heisman finalists facing off each other in Bennett and Stroud. Stetson Bennett, he returned to Georgia for his senior season after leading the Bulldogs to that national title, threw for 3,425 yards, 20 touchdowns. He only had six interceptions. And Stroud, we all know he was a Heisman finalist last season. He finished fourth. This season, Stroud threw for 3,340 yards, 37 touchdowns, tied for the most in the nation alongside Mr. Williams, and he also only threw six interceptions. If you're thinking that the Heisman has come down to the Quarterback of the Year award, you're right. QBs have dominated the award in recent years, winning 18 times since 2000 and taking home five of the past six trophies. The Heisman Trophy will be presented Saturday in New York. Festivities getting underway at 8 o'clock. So there you have it, the crop, Paul, Sean, of Heisman finalists this year.
I can't remember if it was you, Steve, or you, Sean, who told us some time ago that the Heisman had become mostly a quarterback competition, or as you put it, Steve, just now, best quarterback. But I have to say, and his name has been left out of the conversation, but I have to bring it up for people around here who happen to be also Michigan fans, but even if you're not a Michigan fan, a Big Ten fan or whatever, to have to make note of Blake Corum, who was on his way to making that list, many of us thought or hoped, but then it was pretty much thought once he had to have that surgery, and did in fact have season-ending surgery, that took him out of the opportunity to be on that list. Do either of you or both of you think he might have been on that list, or do you think it's now so quarterback-oriented that he wouldn't have even made the list?
Absolutely. He would have been on that list.
Okay,
I think there were two players that were hurt by late season injuries, and quite frankly, I don't think it was very fair because that takes away from what they did over the course of the season. I think Blake Corum at Michigan and Hendon Hooker at Tennessee. Without either one of them, I'm not sure that either team got to where they eventually ended up. I thought the kid in Tennessee in particular was phenomenal. Steve, I'm sure you remember some of his heroics during the year, and an injury late in the year seemed to derail two guys' cases, and I don't know. I don't think that's particularly fair, but I can't say much about it.
Well, historically, Sean Paul, we know that when you're on the Heisman watch and this thing starts not even to the halfway point of any given college football season, and let's understand this, the margin of error when you are on the list is extremely small. It could be a bad performance. It could be injury. 1 minute you're a Heisman hopeful. The next minute you're yesterday's news. That's just the nature of the beast. But for clarification purposes, back in 2020, Alabama's Devontae Smith was the first wide receiver to win the Heisman since Desmond Howard did it. That was way back in 1991. So, yeah, it has come down to somewhat of a quarterback showcase. And I agree, Blake Corum, with the year he was having, was certainly in the Heisman conversation for all the right reasons. But again, whether it be a bad game or injury or what have you, boom, that's just the way it works. The margin of error is extremely small.
Steve, you are absolutely right. I know you know this, in being part of some of these conversations with other people that are part of the Heisman Trophy voter situation, it really is a what have you done for me lately.
Sure.
It's amazing. Some of these conversations, and you're like, wait a second. Just a week ago, we were talking this guy up. But it really becomes, especially late in the year, and when you have the championship games and everything, it really has become a what have you done for me lately. And I think that, you know, unfortunately, a couple guys got hurt because they didn't get that one last opportunity to showcase their talents and make a case for themselves.
Well, look at it this way, too, Sean. You remember Alabama's Bryce Young. He became the first Tide quarterback to win the award, despite for throwing 3,007 yards, 27 touchdowns this season, wasn't even nominated.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the way it goes from time to time.
Steve, yeah. He flat out won the Heisman last year by virtue of his performance against Georgia. I mean, flat
sure.
out, period, end of story, on that day. Oh,
one
no
game.
Doubt about it. No,
wow.
I can't tell you how many guys changed their mind almost immediately because he lit up Georgia the way he did.
Well, you have to all very right, fellas. Quickly bring up, before you go and give us your other closing here, Steve, we have to talk about World Cup, and it seems to be one, I don't follow them, but I'm following what the news is, seems to be one upset after another. The big one now, Morocco over Spain. Any thoughts?
It was unbelievable. This Moroccan goalkeeper faced three penalty kicks, stopped all three of them, and had this, no other way to say it, crap-eating grin on his face taunting the Spaniards. It was a great watch.
Well, there might have been another way of saying it, but that was pretty descriptive. What's that,
fellas, this conversation brought to you by Pain-Free Life Centers. They've been providing real pain relief to thousands for over a decade. No drugs, no injections, no surgery, and no side effects. Go where Darren McCarty goes to treat his pain. Your consultation and first treatment, by the way, are absolutely free. Visit PainFreeLifeCenters.com to learn more. Paul, Sean?
All righty, Stevie, thanks very much. I guess just being announced, it used to matter a lot more than it seemingly does now, but Time's Person of the Year? President Zelensky from Ukraine. They have another cover that I saw on one of my monitors, too. Time's Heroes of the Year, Fighting for Freedom, the Women of Iran. So that's yet another cover that maybe they're going to start doing. Heroes of the Year, Time's Person of the Year, but there it is, Zelensky. It is 7:45 at 760 WJR.